With their exile in Cuba, as well as trips to China and to Vietnam, the world stage opened up to Robert and Mabel, and they learned to navigate its currents. It was a contradictory time in world affairs, as Mabel explains.
While we were in Cuba, there was a worldwide political struggle going on. One of the main struggles going on was the struggle between the United States and the Soviet Union, and that was to try to win over the allegiance of the third world people. When Chairman Mao came out in support of the black people and their struggle against racial discrimination, that because of the United States wanting to pretend to be on the side of third world people, I think that was one of the reasons that they saw a necessity to stop supporting the racist side. But on the other hand, in the communist world, there was a struggle going on between the Soviet Union and China. The Soviet Union and China were vying to support the Cuban Revolution. And so there were political struggles going on the whole time that we were there. And there were elements within Cuba who wanted to follow the Soviet line, and there were elements who wanted to follow the China line. However, the Soviet Union was the one that was providing the most economic support. They really were more in accord with the China position. They were economically forced to go with the Soviets because they were the ones who were providing the mainstay for their stability. When those struggles go on, they filter down to folks like us, Rob and me and Radio Free Dixie and Crusader and all of the things that we were doing. Rob realized at that moment that it was not in our best interest to remain in Cuba. Members of the Communist Party from America who had come over to help Cuba, they gave us a fit from the time that we came there. They did not want us to go on radio in the first place. They didn't want us to publish our newsletter, The Crusader, because they disagreed with the fact that we were championing the black people's struggle in the United States, saying that Malcolm X was a black fascist and that Rob was a black nationalist and that we were the kind of people who should not be supported. At this point, it was not a class struggle. It was a struggle to get our rights as a nation, a black group of people who were struggling for their rights.
Well, I would prefer to think of myself as an internationalist. And that I'm interested in the problems of Africa, of Asia, of Latin America. I believe that we all have a struggle, that is a single struggle for liberation. But now I'm for the liberation of my people, that I am an Afro-American first. But I think that discrimination, race hatred, is something that is undesirable. And I'm just as much against the racial discrimination in all forms, every place in the world, as I am in the United States, if it's an injustice.
The Chinese were very helpful, and the Cubans were very helpful, and the Vietnamese were very helpful in Cuba for us to make the transition from Cuba to China. We had been invited to China after Chairman Mao made his famous statement calling on the people of the world to support the African-American in their struggle against racial discrimination. We had been invited to China on their National Day, and they had rallies in support of our struggle. Rob and I used to laugh about the fact that we had to leave America to be recognized as Americans, because every time we were introduced as representatives of the American people.